This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day, Wednesday. As we together study the Word of Almighty God, we are about to get into Romans chapter 3. Here in the meantime, or prior to getting started, I want to invite all of you out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock for our weekly Bible study. We are in the Gospel of Luke, and we are in the 8th chapter of that Gospel. Love to see you out tonight, 6 to 7 o'clock, or a couple minutes after 7, as we going through and teaching in there on the blackboard, verse by verse, and I invite you to come out. Fellowship with us this week. Sunday morning, my sermon is entitled, What's Your Prognosis? That, a little play on words from the Greek word, prognosko, which is God's knowledge of you. The word gnosko means to know. Pro is in advance or before. And that is that God's known you in advance. Just like he said to Jeremiah the prophet, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That's what we're looking at here with this great string of verbs here coming up at the end of chapter 8, of where it starts with all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, prognosko, these he's predestined, pro horizo, where our word horizon comes from, means to be marked out in advance. It's going to be some heavy duty, some great stuff here. It's just going to make you want to shout when you see what God's already done. It'll strengthen your faith when you see what God has done and what's transpired in order for you to be saved. Now, on that theme, let's go back here and pick it up where we left off here about being saved and how to be saved. And how can I be right in the eyes of God? Really, that's the only thing that matters. You know, people search for peace all the time. You see it all the time. People do crazy things, ignorant things, stupid things, evil things, sinful things, trying to obtain peace, right? People divorce their spouse. Some men will go out and buy a boat. Someone might get a facelift. You never know the things what people will do, thinking that that's going to get them peace. And there's only one way to have peace, and that, my friend, is to be right with God. And here in today's program, Paul, the Apostle Paul, is going to show us, and I'm going to help show you as well, how to do that. How to be right with God, starting in Romans chapter 3, picking it up in verse 21. Now, starting in chapter 1 all the way up to here, Paul's been convicting the entire human race of sin, where it says, well, it's going to say here in a minute, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But prior to that, it's the wrath of God has appeared from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. He goes on to convict the religionist, that is those who are goody two shoes, that would be in the moralist. He's convicted the Jew, the Greek, the poor Ethiopian on the other side of the world that's never seen or heard of Jesus Christ. He's convicted everyone. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all stand before God guilty as charged. And now, Romans chapter 3, verse 21, starts with these great words, two words, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Meaning, you know, the righteousness of God is to be accepted and received by God. It's to have peace. It's to have God tell you in your spirit, you're all right and you're right with me. It is to be reconciled. You see, all the way back since you were born, you have been unreconciled from God because you're a sinner in need of redemption. It goes all the way back to Adam, your ancestor, who God told him that when you sin, the day you sin, you will surely die. And that meant spiritual death. He lived 800 years after that happened. But as a sinner and as an unredeemed sinner, you stand separate from God and in need of peace, in need of redemption, in need of at-one-ment, where we get our word atonement from. So, but now, the righteousness of God, apart from the law, meaning it's got nothing to do with keeping rules. You're not right with God by giving money to the church. You're not right with God by even repenting of sin. That is, telling God you're sorry for something. You're not right with God by being baptized. You're not right with God for doing any work under the sun. You are right with God right here in this text. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. That is, the Old Testament saw it coming and knew it was coming and knew all about it, had shadows of who the Messiah was going to be. They knew he was going to come out of Bethlehem. They knew his beginnings were from eternity. Micah chapter 5, they knew he'd come riding into Jerusalem, riding on a donkey. They knew he was going to be a star out of Jacob. That is, his ancestry would come from Jacob, from the tribe of Judah. They knew these things. Moses said that he'd be a prophet like him. They knew these things. Malachi the prophet says as well, someone's going to prepare the way for him. And then when he appears, he will appear at the gate, at the temple. So the law and the prophets witnessed. Same as you bear witness to a traffic accident, where the judge will call you in to give a testimony to what you've seen. Well, you see, the Bible, the Old Testament, can be called into what it sees. And it sees Jesus. This prophet says, I see him. He's way off in the distance. You read in Numbers 23. I see him, but not near. A star will arise up out of Jacob. So now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, it's been revealed to us, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ, or by faith of Jesus Christ. Translators don't know how to translate that. Really, both are right, you see, because the faith, technically, as someone who speaks Greek and as a Bible translator, let me blow the King James's horn here and say they are correct. Technically, in Greek, this should read, and the King James is about the only ones that got it right. That is the faith of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:22 in the King James Version, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. What's that mean? That means, friend, that his faith has been deposited in all of you that have faith and believe. Your faith is a gift. Where is that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked that. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, it says, to you it's been gifted to believe, or granted. The word charis, where the word charismatic comes from, that is gifts, based on gifts, thinking of gifts, honors and uses gifts. The word charis means gift. To you, it's been gifted. New King James has granted. To you, it's been gifted not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. Your faith is a gift. Also, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Your faith is a gift. The faith of Jesus Christ has been deposited in you. This is how you can believe. And then the Father draws you to him. John 6:39 and 6:40, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, Jesus said, and I will raise him up on the last day. Again, now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. That is, your faith. Believe. Just like Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Again, he's talking about an old story back in Numbers when the people had rebelled against Moses, ultimately against God. And God sent all these fiery serpents to bite and kill all of the Jews. And there was this plague. I think it was 23,000 of them were bitten by snakes. And God told Moses to put a bronze serpent on a pole and lift it up and said, everyone that looks at that serpent would be saved. So Jesus says, just like Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man, meaning him, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, friend, the faith you've been given is a gift. The faith of Jesus Christ has been deposited in you. And when you hear these words, because remember, the power is in the gospel, right? The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. You've got the Spirit. You have got the faith of Jesus Christ deposited in your account. And now when you hear these words, remember, the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. There's going to be a connection between the faith of Christ inside of you and this dynamite word of God. And there's going to be an explosion inside of you when these two connect. Even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there's no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, what a collision this is, friend. The faith of Jesus Christ on the inside of you, the power of the word of God, which you hear. Faith comes by hearing. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now there's an explosion. And this is how you are born again, when you hear these words. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. When you hear that message, there's power. That is dynamite. And when the Spirit, when the faith of Christ inside of you hears that message, and you two come together and you shout out and say, I believe. You, my friend, according to the Bible, you are right with God, and you have been declared not guilty. Now that is what the gospel means, and that is good news.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.